Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you on a Wednesday. Appreciate you tuning in. So they dropped the rosters yesterday for the J.J. Watt Charity Classic. This is the number one trending topic right now is this softball game. It's the first time that J.J. is going to conduct the softball game since 2019. So the last time they had this thing was around the time Jack Easterby started to take over the building. So that was one of the things that we lost in the reign of terror that was Jack Easterby. We lost the J.J. Watt Charity Classic.
Yeah. That's I don't think it's any secret that J.J. was not necessarily a huge fan. Without speaking for anybody or anything, I think it was there were a lot of people that were not fans of the way things were going there, and it ultimately led with a lot of it was a great diaspora. Sean.
Yeah.
Even James Harden even left basically because of Jack Easterby.
So disgusted
he was with what was going on over there.
The pandemic may have had something to do with the softball game getting canceled as well, but I choose to believe it was Jack Easterby. So, but this one, man, he's done like six of them, I think. They started out at Constellation Field in Sugar Land, and then the last few were at Minute Maid, and he'd pop a good crowd. It's a really fun charity event.
He sold out Minute Maid the last time they did it, right?
I don't know if he sold out Minute Maid. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Don't worry about it. Just move on.
Yep. Yeah. This one's back at Constellation Field. So the rosters for this I like, because every time JJ did this before, he was an active player. So they'd have a bunch of active Texans come in, and they just divide up the teams. Now he's retired, and NBA All-Star Game. Are you watching? Olds against youngs. That is the way to go with any game these days. Olds against youngs. So it's Texans legends versus current Texans, and it looks like to be on the Texans legends, you had to have been a teammate of J.J. Watt at some point. It's all guys from the era of like 2011 through like 2019. So you got J.J. Watt, Andre Johnson, Brian Cushing. D'Amico's going to play in this game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what's nuts is I was looking at this roster and I saw D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah.
Twice I've saw it. And it didn't, it weirdly didn't register. It went right back to, okay.
Because of the names he's blending in with here. D'Amico Ryans is going to play against a bunch of the guys he's coaching. Shane Leckler, Jonathan Joseph, Antonio Smith.
That'll be a crowd favorite.
Yes. We haven't seen Antonio Smith in a long, long time. TJ Yates, Kareem Jackson, Glover Quinn, Owen Daniels, Kevin Walter. That's the roster for the Texans legends. My first takeaway, two takeaways on the legends roster right there. One, I can't wait to see Antonio Smith because we haven't seen him in a long, long time, and he's a showman. He always was, always will be.
Yeah.
My other takeaway is it would appear that Kareem Jackson is not getting re-signed by the current Houston Texans.
Oh, because he's on current. Oh, that
he's
he's on the Texans
legends. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that's where the The really interesting setup comes in, I suppose, is then also with do we have John Weeks? Yeah, John Weeks playing for the current Texans.
So I was going to get to the current Texans. That's my takeaways from the legends are those two takeaways. The current Texans, and this is a big show of respect from these guys, C.J. Stroud, Stephon Diggs, Will Anderson Jr., Tank Dell, John Weeks, Laremy Tunsil, Titus Howard. Now, I'm anxious to see if Titus actually plays or if he's just there as a first base coach or something.
Right, he might have to take a vet day.
Yeah.
Or he might just try to just jump over and be with the Texans legends. It's CJ called him like the ultimate veteran and that he doesn't do anything he needs to do. Like, it always makes me chuckle because he's not actually that old.
Yeah.
So, like, it wouldn't surprise me. Laremy Tunsil's treated himself like he's a 15-year vet since he was a fourth-year vet. So I feel like he might just try to leap over to the legends side already.
Well, Titus I'm bringing up just because he's injured. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm just wondering if he's going to do anything in that game. But he's on the current Texans team. Jimmy Ward, Kaimi, Case Keenum, who I think falls into the John Weeks category we're about to talk about, Jalen Petrie, Dalton Schultz, Nico Collins, Danielle Hunter. That's a star-studded roster right there. Those are two. I mean, that is a star-studded game if you're a Texans fan. Yes, John Weeks and Case Keenum. Whose side are they on? Could they turn on the current Texans and side?
You think there's some WWE type?
Whose side are they on? Because they played with all those guys on that other side as well. You know, John Weeks and Case Keenum. They were teammates with John Weeks with all of them. Case Keenum with most of them. I would say.
I wonder if Kareem Jackson, you know, the legends don't have as many numbers as the current Texans.
Yeah.
Who knows? I feel like Kareem Jackson, he's probably pretty close to retiring.
Yeah.
Maybe he's going to wait until August to sign with somebody just to see what the right circumstance is. But also, he's going to be in there, you know. He could be talking to D'Amico between innings or something and could get signed to the Texans during the seventh inning.
That's true. You're right. It's good FaceTime for Kareem Jackson to try to get re-signed.
If there's one thing I know about what D'Amico looks for in a player, if Kareem Jackson takes out a catcher at home plate or something, if he goes all Mariznick on like Jimmy Ward playing catcher or something, that'll be his dream. He'll sign him on the spot.
Yeah, anybody but CJ. Don't put CJ at catcher. You know what? Stephon Diggs playing in this game here. Cancer? Who's cancer? What? Maybe cancer on your team, Buffalo and Minnesota. Here, he shows respect. He pays homage to franchise legends by playing in their softball game.
Anytime anybody from outside of Houston tries to label Stephon Diggs a cancer in the locker room, I'm gonna let that person think I'm completely serious and earnest and hit them hard with this is an insult to John Mechie or David Quisenberry or anybody Andre Hale.
Wow.
I'm gonna go all white knight.
This
super
is like
virtue signaling. How dare you use that word
when players say it was a war out there, and you're like, it's really disrespectful to soldiers when you say,
sorry, I didn't know if you've been paying attention the last 250 years.
There's like
or so.
Six wars going on in the world right now. It's really disrespectful.
Yeah,
and your
nice.
Game's not one of them. Okay, all right. Then you might want to listen to the Utopia Football Podcast tomorrow with Mark Schlereth. He's not a big Stephon Diggs guy.
I know. Yeah, I'm glad that you have him on because we had played that audio of him basically saying you're bringing a turd into the locker room.
Yeah.
Schlereth gushed and gushed about the Friday practices that he observed when he was a broadcaster with the Texans. You come in on a Friday and just they're the most professional, most competitive Friday practices he's seen, which sounds kind of, you might wonder like, okay, well, what does that really matter? I'll just tell you, Friday practices are sometimes an extremely laid back event depending on what team you're on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of times that's when guys are goofing off at their most if they're not genuine professionals. So it is a sign of a buttoned up professional organization when you're having really crisp Friday practices.
Yeah.
A lot of guys, it's when it's easy to feel sorry for yourself, but you're also not in pads, so there's not the threat of physical violence isn't like keeping you sharp. So that was actually one of the better compliments I've heard from somebody about the Texans.
He is
not a fan of Stephon Diggs coming into that culture.
He's a fan of literally everything else about the Texans.
Yeah.
He could not stop gushing about the Texans offseason they had. He loves C.J. Stroud. He loves D'Amico Ryans. Loves them both as players and coaches, but he loves them both as guys, as men. Like, you know, because they get a chance to as you pointed out, Seth, he covered a few of these games with the Texans this year, and he called it a privilege to cover a Texans game. He corrected himself. He's like, I had the chance, no, the privilege of doing a couple Texan games this year. And he was like, because they get to sit down with these guys like on Friday and Saturday before the game. He loves them. Schlereth is on the Hutopia football podcast. You'll be able to hear that. It drops on Thursday. So tomorrow morning, the Hutopia football podcast drops. The JJ Watt charity thing, I think it's almost sold out. Cause I checked on tickets yesterday. Tickets are sparse. So if you want to go, you need to get on that right away.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to D'Amico Ryans here. D'Amico Ryans talking about his quarterback, C.J. Stroud, and the growth that he can show from year one to year two.
Yeah, with C.J., we're very proud of his success in his first year. I mean, he came in and probably shocked a lot of people with how he played, and he played at a very high level. He continued to progress and get better throughout the entire year, so we're very excited about what he was able to do. Now, can he pick up where he left from, right, as he finished the year off? He had a strong year, but as a player, you always are your toughest critic. Can he continue to master the same thing I talked about, those techniques and fundamentals? Can he master those things and continue to lead our team in the way that he's done it? Excited to be able to work with him for another year. I think for all of our younger players, especially the rookies last year, that year one to year two, that's where you see the biggest jump, or I've seen in my career. And the guys have a true offseason to dedicate, right, and focus on themselves and them getting better. They don't have to worry about combine or draft prep. They can truly work on the things that we've asked them to do. And I think it's also a plus for him by having Coach Sloan, Coach Gerard, having them back, and we're still doing our same scheme, right, same system. So he's already a step ahead of where he started last year. So I'm excited to see his growth from year one to year two.
Yeah, I think that's huge. I mean, CJ had the year that he had last year with the first 2 months of his offseason having to get ready to get drafted. You know, doing drills to get ready for a combine, flying around the country doing 30 visits with God knows how many teams. This offseason, for the first time in his life, he actually got to take a little time to decompress. He actually got to get some of his receivers out to California to throw with him before the draft, you know, as opposed to last year, where if you've seen that documentary of C.J. Stroud, the offseason documentary, he had him out there, but it wasn't until after the draft and after he got acclimated. He's going to be ahead of the game this year. He's not new to the playbook, a really tough playbook to master. He's had a year to do it. He's had all offseason to do it. It's funny because we mentioned Mark Schlereth, Hutopia football podcast guest, this week. I asked him that yesterday, like, okay, you watch plenty of C.J. Stroud. What areas do you see him being able to improve in? Because I have a hard time answering that question when people ask me that when I go on in other markets. Like, well, where do you think C.J. can improve in? I'm like, I don't know. He was pretty damn good in his rookie year. It's hard to find flaws. And Schlereth couldn't really find any. It was one of those things where Schlereth's like, man, I don't really know. And then he just pivoted into talking how awesome C.J. is. I know the run game wasn't great last year. C.J. probably has his part in being able to help that, get them into the right plays, you know, in the passing game, get them into the right protections and so forth. There's probably some classroom stuff that we don't get to see that he could be better at that'll show up on Sundays. So So those are some of the things. But it is, it's hard to find stuff. When I asked Schlereth, Seth, like, what do you think CJ can improve on in year two?
Yeah.
He just went for like 15 seconds like I do and hemmed and hawed a little bit. Like, man, it's hard to find anything. And then just did again what I do and talked for 2 minutes about how awesome CJ Stroud is.
There's, I think that a lot of it, even when you ask D'Amico Ryans or anybody else, it's a boring answer because it's a lot of just refinement. And it's all that stuff that I think he showed really good aptitude for as a rookie, but some of the pre-snap recognition of defenses, you know, understanding exactly when secondaries are disguising or how they're disguising. Like, CJ was really good at all that. That's how he was able to be so aggressive downfield and to be so efficient and yet also, you know, not throw any interceptions. It's that he wasn't duped and fooled as often as most rookies are. And when he was duped or fooled, he figured it out. So, like, there's no quick and simple and easy answer. Remember with Deshaun early on, there were a few things. Like, Deshaun did a good job responding to blitz. It took him a little while, you know, in his first two seasons. But part of it was, like, the corner blitzes and the safety blitzes. Those, that was like a three-year process for him.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun throwing to the running back or knowing when to dump it off, that was late in coming. All of those things, I feel like CJ, over the course of one season, did what Deshaun did in his first three or four seasons.
Yeah.
And that's not an insult to Deshaun at all. Deshaun was pretty bright about a lot of that stuff and made way more progress on it than a lot of quarterbacks just get stuck in whatever gear they're in their rookie year. Deshaun moved beyond that. CJ just did it much, much faster.
Text message, CJ's stats are the same as Mac Jones's rookie year. No, they're not. Mac Jones threw 13 interceptions. CJ threw five, and three of them were in one game. Like, what are you talking about?
Mac was incredibly managed.
He was,
like,
protected.
Carefully managed early on. His yards per attempt in his first few games were very, very low. Like, that's a really lazy comparison there. I give you a mulligan on that, Texter, but that's a really, really bad comparison.
Yeah, like, the one thing CJ, like, if you're hanging your hat on anything with CJ Stroud, his rookie year, it's how careful he was with the football while being super aggressive as a quarterback. Yeah. Mac Jones nearly tripled the number of interceptions. What are you talking about?
Josh McDaniels does deserve a lot of credit for that. That might have been his best job coaching in the NFL.
You're absolutely
with Mac Jones.
Spot on. No question. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday here. Let's get to headlines. We'll circle back to the Astros. Not a great night at Minute Maid Park last night. NBA play-in is at the end of the dynasty. We will talk about that as well. Headlines are next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.